back. This is Mark Gantos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jerry E. Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. And that comes to us courtesy of Adventures Unlimited Press. Jerry, in Chapter 5 of your book, Dealing with HAARP, we're talking about the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. The caller we had from Florida was asking a question about their broadcasting frequency, and I wanted to make sure for myself that I had those websites down that you had mentioned before the commercial break. Is that brojohn.com and brojohn.org?
Right. One is a mirror of the other, and he gets a lot of hacking and denial of service attacks. And so oftentimes one of them is down for one reason or another. But it's the Brother Jonathan Gazette, if you want to just Google it, or Brojohn, B-R-O-J-O-N .org or .com.
Okay. And that is the Brother Jonathan Gazette, for those who want to do it via Google search. Good.
That's operated by Marshall Smith of the Teddy Speaks Foundation. And he was, amazing story, he was a senior NASA program manager. And he got his program, his group got tasked with finding a way to give the Red Chinese U.S. military secrets and make it look like dual-use civilian technology. And his team was successful. They did figure out a way to incorporate military technology into something they could give the Chinese. And then after he gave it to him, he asked himself, what the heck did I just do? And bailed on NASA, which rather pissed NASA off, and they actually got him arrested. So now he's a convicted felon. And so now he's got rather a bone on for revealing bad guys in high places. So his website is full of just amazing stuff.
Well, I tell you, that again is the type of resource that I need to avail myself of to continue to understand more and more of the implications of all of this as folks like you bring it to us. Toby in Florida, we're on the line with Jerry E. Smith. Go ahead, Toby.
Hey, gentlemen. I've got a question about the relationships between HAARP and how chemtrails may fit into that.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, the question, I mean, how do chemtrails work with HAARP?
Okay, I get that question practically every time, and there are several possible answers. I do not know for sure. I cannot prove a relationship. In fact, when I first started on this, I went to several of the major chemtrail researchers, such as Will Thomas and Clifford Carnicom, and asked them what they found, and I asked them if there was a relationship between HAARP and chemtrails, and Clifford said yes, and Will said no. So it's a difficult technical subject with minimum verifiable facts. What I did manage to find is a couple of related research programs that indicate that they were doing it with A, so they might do it with B. And that we found that throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s, there were tremendous numbers of intentional barium releases into the upper atmosphere. The Navy and the Air Force shot up literally hundreds of rockets with barium, exploded them, and then sent up other rockets to investigate what happened. And they found, they did a couple of programs. I hear the bumper music, so I know I'm not going to be able to finish this.
Well, I'll just listen later, but thank you very much.
Thanks, Toby. If you'd like to stay on the line, you certainly can. We'll be back with Jerry E. Smith, author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, when Mark Gantos America returns on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing. and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jerry E. Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. We're going to be making reference to a number of his websites today, but one for sure that you'll want to look at is jerryesmith.com. I'm going to be posting some information on this book and on Jerry and on his website at Breaking All the Rules News, their main news page at batr.net/batrnews. And then, of course, in the archives for the Republic Broadcasting Network that will carry this show for those who wish to listen to it later on the web, in the archival description, it will have all of this information in it for your easy access later on. Jerry, before the break, you were answering a question from a caller in Florida in regard to the relationship between HAARP, the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HAARP, and chemtrails. Go ahead with that, sir.
Okay. Part of the okay. Let me stop sputtering and start over. Here we go.
Sure.
So I was saying one of the things we know is that there were a lot of barium releases for a number of purposes, and one of the things I document in the book, one of the research programs I document in the book, is that they found that as this barium spreads out in the atmosphere, it tends to produce it tends to layer out and produce these flat bottoms like you know, cumulus clouds will have a big puffy top and a flat bottom, but these barium releases tended to produce these striations of flat bottoms. And they tried bouncing radio frequencies radio waves off of them to see if they could create artificial bounce spots in the atmosphere. This would, if successful, this would allow them to create and maintain specific radio channels, and it was successful. And so if there is a chemtrail program that involves the release of things like barium, and again, I document that barium is the primary item, that HARP and other radio broadcast units, other technologies, could be using the striated barium clouds as bounce spots. And then there's another aspect of this that some of the stories about the chemtrails say that the chemtrails contain polymers. And the polymers, if this is true, the polymers are there to form basically sheets of plastic in the sky. And that a HARP or other radio broadcasters could be bouncing their energy up against the bottom of it to heat the bottom of it to push the sheets of plastic higher in the sky so as to hold the material up in suspension longer. Now, there's no proof that HARP is being used this way, but HARP is only one of many thousands of different electromagnetic radio frequency technology sites, projects, programs going on around the world today. And even if HARP is not doing it, it may well be that something similar is.
Yes, and, you know, as I listen to all of this as a non-specialist and as a non-scientist, I find myself going back to my own notes in terms of the 400 pages of reading that I did for this interview, and I'm coming across something that you discuss in Chapter 5 of this very fine book on HARP, and you mention a concept entitled the Persinger or Persinger helmet.
Ah, one of my favorite topics.
Yes, is it pronounced Persinger?
Persinger. Michael Persinger is a professor at the Laurentian University outside of, somewhere in Ontario.
Ontario, Canada, yes.
Yeah. He is one of the senior professors in the psychology department. He runs one branch of the psychology department at the university. He is one of the world's most respected brain tinkerers. He's been mapping the human brain for 25, 30 years now and has published a lot of material and has been one of the primary scientists understanding unlocking the secrets of the brain. And Persinger has been using a device to map the brain, which his students dubbed the Persinger helmet. And it's a complicated array of gizmos that fit on a subject's head that allows him to irradiate specific areas of the brain so as to see what the brain does when that part of the brain gets stimulated. And repeatedly over the last 25 years, he found that when the hippocampus, which is an area at the back brain, gets stimulated, the subject in the helmet has these outrageous experiences of incredibly vivid hallucinations that include altered states, changes of consciousness, union with God, and amazingly, many of them have UFO abduction experiences. And they actually think they are being levitated or elevated or teleported out of the chair and into an alien spacecraft where they are subjected to a variety of indignities. Now, of course, Persinger maintains that this has to be all totally hallucinatory because he can see the guy sitting there in the chair the whole time that the person thinks he's in a UFO. And I think this is a very interesting departure point. I mean, these are the fact is many of the people who had this experience had no prior knowledge, had never heard of UFO abductions. I mean, we're talking about Canadian kids here who did not watch the X-Files every week. And yet they had these bizarre experiences which were completely outside of their ken. I think this leads us to ask some very interesting questions. Are these hallucinations? Are these memories? And if they're memories, where are they? Are these memories lodged? Are they in the brain? Are they in the DNA? You know, we don't really know where instinct comes from. Could these memories be in that same general sector? Or are they memories at all? Could this actually be a real experience, but something quite different from what we're used to? Could it be, we now know that a lot of theoretical physicists say that the universe is not four dimensions, but 6 or 9 or 11 dimensions. Could we be actually dealing with an extra-dimensional phenomena? Could the having the hippocampus stimulated actually put your consciousness in a point where you can see these other dimensions? And do the inhabitants of those other dimensions see you? And we were talking about how HARP could induce mental states or reduce mental states across a broad area. What if HARP were used to put a virtual Persinger helmet on the head of everybody in North America? Would we have hallucinations or visitations?
Well, and I tell you, as I was reading this in the last couple of nights in the entire text of your book, it seems to me that when we start getting into this whole business of neuropsychology, parapsychology, behavioral neuroscience, and so forth, all of which are things I know nothing about as a non-scientist, but I'm just gleaning information about this from your text and from others, it clearly seems to me that, again, on the basis of what we now know, as factual about the CIA's MK Ultra drug program, which Richard Helms and others were directing, that we look at some of this information, and I think can clearly see, speaking for myself now, and for those who are listening to this who are not scientists, we who are not scientists and are not specialists in this field, I think can connect the dots in terms of the possible implications of this, where you have corporations and corporately funded research departments at major universities delving into these types of things and the relationships of these departments and some of these research centers and universities with various nation-state intelligence services and with global organizations. It seems to me that the political aspects of this, the aspects of this that deal with the issues of social engineering and the modification of people's minds and the targeting of specific people who might be considered to be political dissidents of one sort or another, or the targeting, as you put it, of an entire population at the behest of someone who wants to manipulate an entire country or an entire continent. This is to me something that is moving out of the realm of perceived science fiction into the realm of possibility. And I noticed when I was reading your book last night, Jerry, that you were pointing out just the incredible changes in technology in the last 100 years from the Wright brothers on forward. When we see how far this technology has gone since the first men flew. Quite clearly, we're talking about technologies that presently exist that are capable of doing all kinds of things. And I would argue, once again, in terms of what I perceive of human nature, will be used for those purposes.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're quite right. In the amount of time, in the same amount of time it took to go from Kitty Hawk to the Sea of Tranquility is how much time they've had to go from the development, from the discovery of cloud seeding to today. I think you can run a parallel between that. And connecting the dots is what I'm all about. My biggest complaint is if you're going to connect the dots, you have to have real dots to connect. And so my book is 400 pages of real dots.
Yes. When we come back, I want to get into Chapter 5 of Jerry's book a little bit with him, as well as some of the material in the appendix that might enable us to connect the dots. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jerry E. Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. And again, that book is coming to us courtesy of Adventures Unlimited Press. I also wanted to mention, in regard to this book, that Jerry has some appendices in this volume that are absolutely incredible. That deal with HARP patents, weather modification patents. There is a the NMOD treaty is reproduced in terms of its basic text. Also, there is a 31-page bibliography in the back of this book, 31 pages beginning on page 351, that is an absolute goldmine of information for those of you who are interested in researching all of this further. This will take you, I'm confident, in all kinds of directions, good directions that you can't possibly imagine. And as a part of that bibliography, we're not simply talking about books and journal articles, but there are a list of websites of interest related to contrails and chemtrails that talk about HARP, that talk about the defense and space news industry, that discuss weather control and environmental warfare. It just goes on and on. This 31-page bibliography is the best single source of information that I've presently come across in one place to get at the bottom of what is absolutely an incredibly complex and potentially frightening subject as we talk about things that exist right now in the hands of nation states, and that folks interested in moving toward a world government might have in mind to be utilized for purposes that certainly are not in your interest or in mine.
Mark, you just put a big smile on my face. I am really proud of that bibliography. That, I believe, is probably the most exhaustive single source of books and articles on this subject yet assembled. I think a lot of people, if anybody who's actually researching the subject, I think will find the bibliography worth the price of the book alone.
I would absolutely affirm that, Jerry, and I say that much on solid personal information and expertise. I'm not a scientist. I know nothing about weather warfare other than what you've introduced me to just as a beginning. But I know a lot about graduate research in another field, the field of theology and church history and systematic theology and so forth. And I discovered early on in doing postgraduate work that the whole issue of the bibliography is absolutely key. If you've got a great bibliography, if that's been provided to you by someone or if you've developed it yourself, you've gone a long way toward beginning a roadmap that leads in hundreds, potentially thousands of different directions. And as one who included a bibliography of that type in a paper on dispensational premillennial biblical eschatology as it relates to the Middle East and foreign policy that I posted courtesy of a paper I did years ago at Westminster Theological Seminary, and it's now on my website at markdankoff.com. I really appreciated seeing your 31-page bibliography because getting into a field that I know nothing about, that an expert of your caliber is guiding me into, I know what it takes to produce a bibliography like that and what it means if it's a good one, which this one is simply outstanding. I would suggest to people who purchase this fine book that before they read the rest of it, and it's all good, that they take a long look at the incredible amount of information that you've put together for us, Jerry, in that bibliography. Let me ask you a question now. Chapter 5 of your book on HAARP, which again is the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program based in Alaska, that in Chapter 5, it seems to me that you really begin discussing what I would argue is the beginning of a process of connecting the dots in terms of some of the people involved in the world of technology and investment and research and so forth and so on, who in one way, shape, or form or another have their fingers on this HAARP project. Discuss that a little bit, if you would. So what you see as some of the key players who have been delving into this from the vantage point of money and personal interest, and what it might mean to the rest of us.
I think you're referring to that list of folks who were in the committee that looked at that drafted the basic premise of the project back around 1990.
Right, and that's on page 181 in your book for those who already have the text. But go ahead.
Those who were following along in their hymnals.
Yes.
Among the big people was, I think, the most significant of the lot was Roald Zagdeev. Roald Zagdeev was the head of the Russian version of NASA and won a major award from the American Physical Society for the use of physics in preventing world catastrophe, as he and another Russian physicist had created an organization of using physics to bring glasnost and an end to the Cold War.
When we return, I'm going to have Jerry take up some more of that conversation, talking about Roald Z. Zagdeev and other political players connecting the dots in all of this. You're listening to Mark Dankoff's America, live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Jerry E. Smith and Weather Warfare.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jerry E. Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. That comes to us courtesy of Adventures Unlimited Press. Jerry, before the break, you were starting to talk a little bit about some of the possible connections in Chapter 5 of your book to some of the real significant players in all of this. And you were speaking specifically about a gentleman from Maryland. Go ahead.
Okay. This goes back to Star Wars, the Strategic Defense Initiative, SDI. Ronald Reagan said that if we get it to work, we'll give it to the Russians. And we see in Zagdeep the possibility that, one, HARP is SDI. Two, we really did mean to give it to the Russians. Zagdeev was a plasma physicist. HARP, as a ground-based Star Wars weapon system, is all about the use of plasmas at the top of the atmosphere. He was in charge of the Russian space program. HARP is all about space and messing with the Russian space program. So there was a very a very interesting dot for him to have turned up at this point. The other major player in that committee was Dennis Papadopoulos. And Dennis Papadopoulos was in charge of another facility similar to HARP called High Pass. I can never remember what High Pass stands for. It's operated by UCLA, the same people that Gordon J. F. McDonald worked for.
I see it here in your book as a High Pass, High Power Auroral Stimulation.
There you go. There you go. High Pass and HARP are sort of brothers. You could think of High Pass as the older brother. They're both something called an ionospheric heater. That's about where the similarity ends. They're both antenna systems that are designed to inject radio frequency energy into the top of the atmosphere to heat it up, heating it up enough to turn it into a plasma, that is to break down the molecules of the air, literally blow them apart, and create an electrically charged plasma or gas that then goes out into space. One of the things that High Pass did was that they discovered that when you blow the molecules of the atmosphere apart, it forces that event creates a stream of ELF, extremely low frequency radio waves, which penetrate deep into the earth and deep into the sea. And High Pass succeeded in using it to chart an underground facility. They proved that this aurorally ionospherically generated ELF could be used to map out underground structures. And that's where HARP comes in, is that the United States Senate goes, hey, you know, we could use this to locate and monitor enemy underground bases for the manufacture and launch of weapons of mass destruction. And that's what HARP was originally funded to do, is to create this ionospherically generated ELF to spot and monitor underground bases in Libya and North Korea. Now, curiously, even though the Senate funded it to do this, they have had HARP now for 15 years, and nowhere in the HARP literature do they say they've done it. Which leads me to ask the question, is HARP thumbing its nose at the Senate who funded it, or have they actually succeeded in doing it, and they've done it so well they don't want anybody to know, and they're keeping that covert?
Yes. Well, I tell you, when I was reading about this committee in your book in Chapter 5, and again coming across the name Dennis Papadopoulos, the committee chairman, professor of physics at the University of Maryland, and then coming down to the other gentleman that you emphasize in Chapter 5, Roald Z. Sogdiev, is that how he pronounces his name?
I think so.
Distinguished professor of physics, University of Maryland, but even more interestingly, as you have already told us, Jerry, member of the Russian Academy of Sciences, foreign member of the National Academy of Sciences. And as I thought to myself, isn't it interesting that you've got this committee dealing with this issue of HARP, the so-called High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, and it's clearly comprised of more than one Russian. And here we are talking about the implications of this for American national security policy, and yet clearly there's been an open pipeline established to people that, at least ostensibly, have been our ideological adversaries, lo, these many years since the Bolshevik Revolution. And as I look at that type of sharing of this type of technology and the provable links of people like Roald Z. Sogdiev, and then I see Alexander V. Gurevich here, who is the head of the Ionospheric Division of the Lebedev Institute, corresponding member of the Russian Academy of Sciences. It seems to me that if the United States government is clearly willing to let the Russians in on this stuff and to let them in on the applicability of this as we get back into the SDI Star Wars question again, it begs the question, are we simply talking about individual nation states being involved in competition where this sort of thing is concerned, or does this type of cooperation between ostensibly competing foreign powers not get us back full circle to the whole issue of the global interests involved in this and the move toward increasing control of nation states on the part of globalist institutions and eventually world government?
You know, that's a brilliant take on it. That's what I talk about at length in my first book on the subject, HARP, The Ultimate Weapon, the Conspiracy. Let me also point out, we had two or three Russians involved in the birthing of HARP, and then 15 years later, we have the Russian State Duma, the Russian Parliament, denounce HARP. Now, these guys should know, and the denouncement came from the International Affairs and Defense Committee. Now, if anything, the Defense Committee should know what the head of the Russian space program is doing, and the joint report from the State Duma International Affairs and Defense Committee issued a report that said, quote, under the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP, the USA is creating new integral geophysical weapons that may influence the near-Earth medium with high-frequency radio waves. The significance of this is qualitative. This qualitative leap could be compared to the transition from cold steel to firearms, or from conventional weapons to nuclear weapons. This new type of weapon differs from the previous types in that the near-Earth medium becomes at once an object of direct influence and its component. I think that is a very clear statement of what HARP as a weapon is, and I think that these folks actually know what HARP as a weapon is because they helped to make it.
Yes, and it seems to me that the implications, again, of this Russian participation in this committee and with the links of these Russians to the University of Maryland, the so-called East-West Space Science Center, I can just envision how people who eventually want us involved in a full-blown world government, and I think that's exactly where we're heading when you look at NAFTA and GATT and the World Trade Organization and now this Security and Prosperity Partnership arrangement for a perceived future North American Union, that the folks that are behind all of this stuff, and again, I think it bears repeating, Dr. Gordon MacDonald, whose name appears in your book, is involved with all the usual players, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission. You cited something called the Jason Group, that these folks at some point are going to say, well, the Americans are clearly involved in this, the Russians are clearly involved in this, the Chinese now have their fingers in this pie. I guess in order to keep all of this stuff regulated, we're simply going to have to turn everything over to a world government that will manage all of these individual nations and their national security establishments and completely alter what we used to think of as the whole entity of the nation state.
That indeed is, I believe, where it is headed. Strobe Talbot, Undersecretary of State, who had been a Time magazine reporter, ends up as a senior at the paper pusher at the State Department, expressed that, and I wish I had the quote on me, it's in my other book, expressed that no matter how sacred a nation may seem to be, and no matter how sacred its constitution may seem to be, all nations are transitory. They're all temporary. And that eventually all nations fade. And that in the end, he hoped that the nation state as an institution would fade.
Yes, and in keeping in mind that Strobe Talbot, as I recall, was at one time also our ambassador to the former Soviet Union, wasn't he?
I believe so. He turned a job at Time into something worth a whole lot more.
Yes, and again, significantly has connections, ongoing connections to the so-called Council on Foreign Relations. Well, you know, as I read through last night some of the appendices of this book, I came across these so-called HARP patents, the patents that have been approved and granted related to this project, and the names APTI Incorporated and BA Systems North America kept recurring. And then on page 339 of your book, I came across a particular U.S. patent that had been granted to an Israeli entity on September the 4th, 1990, dealing with high-resolution directional gamma ray detectors. Do you have any insight on that and on these two organizations that kept coming up in the patents list, APTI Incorporated and BAE Systems North America?
Boy, there's a long piece of history there. The short of it is, APTI was originally ARCO Power Technologies Incorporated, and somewhere along the line became Advanced Power Technologies Incorporated. ARCO was the primary developer of the North Slope oil field in Alaska, and the North Slope oil field has a problem. They did manage to get the Alaska pipeline to ship the oil to somewhere where they could sell it, but whenever you pump oil, you also get gas, and gas does not ship, does not pipeline anywhere near as easily as oil. And so ARCO has been forced to pump the gas back into the oil field to keep up the pressure, but they'd much rather sell it than pump seawater in. So they hired APTI, a wholly owned subsidiary, to come up with some program, any kind of program, that would get get that gas sold. And the head of one project was a guy named Dr. Bernard Eastland. And Dr. Eastland came up with this idea, well, if you have all this gas, you could use it to run turbines, and if you ran turbines, you could produce a lot of electricity. If you had a lot of electricity, you could put up a lot of antennas and send out a lot of radio waves, and that might be a way to create to heat the ionosphere enough to create a plume, and the plume would go out into space, and this would be a plume of electrically charged particles, so that anything passing through it would be, anything electronic passing through it would be damaged or destroyed. So this we could pitch as a ground-based SDI program, which they did. And apparently the pitch worked. APTI got the contract to build HARP. Eastland then went public and told Time Magazine about it, and they promptly spun him off sold APTI because ARCO had just had a little problem with the Exxon Valdez, and they really didn't want any more bad publicity, so they just bailed on the whole project. And APTI got bought by E-Systems, and E-Systems then got bought by Raytheon, and along the line there was this company called British Aerospace that grew and merged and changed 800 of other companies and became BAE Systems. And their U.S. Wholly owned subsidiary is BAE Systems North America. BAE Systems North America and Raytheon have something called a director interlock, which is some of the members of the board of Raytheon are also members of the board of BAE Systems, so there is a tremendous amount of a tremendous potential for U.S. military secrets ending up in the hands of the Brits and vice versa, because the biggest British defense contractor is also one of the biggest American defense contractors. Well, Raytheon spun off the APTI and sold it to BAE. Originally, it went into the BAE Systems North America, the Electronic Warfare Division. The Electronic Warfare Division has since changed its name to something kinder and gentler. But with each change of ownership of the patents of the APTI patents, whoever got the APTI patents got the contract to build HARP, which is de facto evidence that HARP is based on those patents. The problem is the guys at HARP, the scientists involved in HARP, say, oh, no, that's not us, no. And the reason they say that is because Bernard Eastland's patents are for a Skybuster 40 miles on a side that is clearly FDI. A HARP at 1,000 feet on a side is a vastly smaller array, and they want us to believe it's completely civilian and there's no military application and it's just research, and that's just nonsense.
Yeah, I think, again, as one who, just look at this on a prima facie basis, the direct connection of Raytheon to this would seem to be, again, conclusive upfront proof that this is a program that has direct military applicability, and the so-called military-industrial complex is directly involved in it. And in this instance, we're talking not simply about the American version of that, but the Russian and Chinese versions of this. And again, as this type of research continues to take place, and some of the specific applicabilities of this to the alteration of weather patterns for military purposes continues to unfold, I think once again we're talking about global economic and political and military interests that ultimately, in my view, would shift the whole focus on this from the possession of these technologies by one particular nation state into an eventual possession of this by a global world entity. I want to ask Jerry a question about something on page 339 of his book when we come back and discuss these matters in the final minutes. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Jerry E. Smith of Weather Warfare, the military's plan to draft Mother Nature. Stay tuned.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Across America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today has been Jerry E. Smith, the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature. That is coming to us courtesy of Adventures Unlimited Press. You can find that place, that particular book distributor on site or book publisher on site at adventuresunlimitedpress.com. Jerry's website is jerryesmith.com. He also has a site entitled Secrets of the Holy Lance, L-A-N-C-E, secretsoftheholylance.com. And Jerry, as we get to the bottom of our conversation about HARPA in these final minutes, on page 339 of your book dealing with these patents, I see one in particular that has Israeli connections, entitled High Resolution Directional Gamma Ray Detector. Do you know anything about this? Should we be concerned about that in terms of the whole neoconservative angle on this stuff?
I do not know. I've read the first two or three. I've read Bernard Eastland's patent. He wrote the first three, and I have not read the other patent in the in the portfolio, so I don't really know anything about it. They do have intriguing titles, but that's about it.
Yes, and is there a place online that you would recommend to us where we could, those of us who were so inclined, could do some patent research?
I believe, now I have never done this, but I believe you can get patents from the U.S. Patent Office, either online or there's some program or some way you can get them. I have never done this because I'm not technical. I'm a writer. I do not understand science very well, though oddly enough I write about it.
Well, I tell you, you write about it very well, because as one who is not a scientist myself, I could see all of the, or at least many of the implications of this as I was reading through the 400-page volume, and in particular, particularly in discussing this in the context of globalism, world government, competition for these technologies among individual nation states, the potential utilization of these types of technologies by multinational corporations that would have an interest in modifying weather and engaging in modification of particular sources of food supplies and whatnot. In these final two or three minutes, where do you think all of this is headed?
The rulers want to rule us. The rulers want to have more control in their hands and less power in ours. What I write about in all of my books are those who would be our masters. As I began the concluding chapter with, from Daniel Webster, there are men in all ages who mean to govern well, but they mean to govern. They promise to be good masters, but they mean to be masters.
Yes, and in closing, I'll use the other quotation from Chapter 8 that you provide, Margaret Atwood, who says, quote, "Never believe anything until it's officially denied," unquote. I'd like to thank Jerry E. Smith for being on Mark Dankoff's America Today. He is the author of Weather Warfare, The Military's Plan to Draft Mother Nature, an Adventures Unlimited Press publication. God bless. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off on the Republic Broadcasting Network, having come to you live from San Antonio, Texas. Take care. See you tomorrow.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4850. 1833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.